Silent Flight of Hope, the journey of a solar drone across remote African landscapes. Asterisk, where machine logic flows into bird-like instinct asterisk. The shadow folded into the cracked ochre earth like a blade, slipping silently into a sheath. A medium drone rested there, its deployable solar arrays sleekly furled within its flanks. The heat shimmered on its skin, a living veil woven from tandem perovskite and silicon cells, light as memory, alive with photon alchemy. These were no ordinary panels, but a living skin engineered to harvest sunlight across the electromagnetic spectrum, folding the relentless noonday glare into quiet streams of stored energy. The canopy, a flexible veil rather than rigid armor, curved smoothly into place, shielding delicate systems from the harsh sun. Nearby, a man watched. His presence set off an unspoken negotiation with the terrain. The AI flickered in response, sensing proximity with the calibrated subtlety of an evolved creature. The man continued his advance, step by step, until he breached an invisible line drawn by the AI at 30 meters. In that instant, the silent negotiation ended. Probabilistic models collapsed into a new directive, potential risk detected. The logic was inescapable. This is no longer the optimal location for a stop. A safer one must be found. Then everything happened at once. The dance of evasion. The deployed solar arrays snapped back into their housings with hydraulic precision. The protective canopy snapped shut over the drone's thoracic cavity, turning the machine into a reflective metallic pod. Its engine nacelles silently rotated, tilting the fans for vertical lift, like a great bird flexing its wings for ascent. Inside this cocoon, 5 kilos of cold medical promise waited in climate-controlled suspension, a digital lifeline to the village doctor, replacing a 10-day trek on foot. Vaccines and blood samples maintained at critical 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, cooled by thermoelectric modules drawing only 45 watts. The Peltier effect in reverse. Electric current creating temperature differentials, preserving the cargo for up to 72 hours without external power. Smart pharmaceutical containers sent encrypted telemetry every 30 seconds. A continuous digital chain of custody, vial by vial, molecule by molecule. The drone's 6 ultra-wide-angle cameras had read the villager's thermal signature from over 800 meters out. But the AI's true sophistication lay in terrain assessment algorithms. With the high-altitude perspective of a soaring eagle, it evaluated rooftops, rocky outcrops, and urban ledges for optimal perching spots. Each potential landing zone was scored by wind exposure, thermal stability, and escape routes. Liftoff was a whisper of rotor wash. The canopy burst open like a flower, unfolding backward in time lapse, and the drone rose through heated air columns, already calculating new landing coordinates. Living solar architecture. What unfolded from the drone's flanks when it landed was no fabric the villagers recognized. Twin spools released a material flowing like liquid mercury. 2 lateral photovoltaic carpets extending as parallel ribbons of engineered possibility. Each carpet, 80 centimeters wide and extending for just over 2 meters in length, was dense with molecular machinery designed to drink photons and excrete electrical current. These photovoltaic arrays were not rigid panels, but flexible textile streams, capable of rolling and unrolling smoothly from their reels mounted at the drone's sides. When deployed on the ground, they stretched wide, capturing maximum sunlight. When retracted, they wound tightly into compact coils protected within the drone's fuselage, an engineering marvel of agility and resilience. This technology represented the fruit of a $1.5 billion Japanese investment. Photovoltaic fabric 20 times thinner than conventional panels, achieving near 30% conversion efficiency and touching the theoretical limits of silicon-based cells. Each fiber contained millions of perovskite crystals arranged in ABX3 lattices, organic cations waltzing with halide anions, transforming electromagnetic radiation into usable current across temperature ranges from -40 degrees Celsius to 160 degrees Celsius. Technical symphony, engineering the impossible. Numbers told a story of molecular precision and strategic endurance. Each deployed perovskite carpet measured 80 centimeters by just over 2 meters, a combined 3.4 square meters of active photovoltaic surface. Under optimum African sun, 1000W/m superscript 2, the arrays delivered almost 300 watts per square meter, achieving a theoretical maximum of 1000 watts total. Flight demanded more during clouds or dusk. The drone's cruising consumption peaked at 650 watts. Only next-gen lithium-sulfur batteries bridged the gap. With 600Wh/kg density, lithium-sulfur delivered nearly thrice the performance of conventional lithium-polymer cells. Its 2.3 kilowatt-hour capacity translated into poetic math. Two-hour flight segments across calculated 160 kilometers grids. 5 to 10 waypoints dotted a 1,000-mile journey, each balanced between consumption, solar recharge, and tactical vulnerability. The choreography of endurance. Inspired by K-1000 platforms setting 76-hour flights, this drone evolved beyond endurance. The AI wove a persistence equation, staged ascents, solar harvesting, and tactical ascent. One-hour recharge cycles unfurled the textile arrays in optimal sun configurations, while internal systems trace power curves with microsecond precision. Landing triggered automatic deployment of the solar carpets and protective canopy, creating a large solar array that shielded electronics from thermal overload. Power management algorithms tracked energy in real time. Solar input, battery charge curves, consumption baselines, and a 25% power reserve strictly held for emergency maneuvers. At peak solar, flight remained continuous. Excess energy filled solid-state batteries. When shadows fell, the drone ascended thermal updrafts, its flight surfaces responding to atmospheric currents like the sensitive feathers on a soaring bird's wing. Terminal precision. The final approach demanded machine limit precision, navigating the lower air currents. The drone's behavior resembled a wary animal entering an unfamiliar clearing. Visual sensors scanned for human signatures, mapping safe landings beyond 2 kilometers. Touchdown was soft as settling dust, precise as surgery. Canopy deployed automatically, a reflective, energy-harvesting shield. Medicine delivery engaged with mechanical precision. Compartment seals released, temperature equilibrium held, GPS coordinates locked. The village touched briefly by a molecular promise. Then the dance reversed. The canopy snapped shut hydraulically. The machine now flight ready. AI calculated return trajectories. The machine rose again through heat, leaving whispers and dust and 5 kilograms of hope to alter survival odds in a forgotten corner of the world. The shadow twisted across cracked earth, dissolving into relentless light, carrying its empty cargo pod toward distant recharge stations, where similar machines waited in distributed nets of autonomous healing.